Josh Rochelle. He's an absolute beauty.
Yes.
He said backside twice, but it started with an A.
Well,
he's a country boy.
Yeah.
So
on him.
Our next
Genuine.
Guest. I know. Genuine. Our next guest is cut from the same cloth.
He's coming home on Monday.
Is he really?
Yes, he's a guest speaker at the Eagles reunion.
Oh, I didn't get a flag.
Didn't you?
Oh, that hurts, Rooch. Jeez.
So the North Adelaide boys don't invite you. Now the Eagles boys don't invite
you. Get stuff, Rooch. I get invited to the North Adelaide functions. I choose not to
attend. Choose
not to attend. Now I'm as flat as a bush biscuit. Now you've shoved it in my face.
Hello, Matt Rendell.
I'm going for a walk.
As long as I can get there. Dodgeball lady, she's made me jump through some hoops.
Is this the one that former player Johnny Graham organised?
That's the one.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's it. So
get stuff, Rooch. I was invited to that.
Going to see some players that I haven't seen for a long, long time. Hopefully, other people I haven't seen for a long, long time. But I'm still waiting for my COVID positive. Then I've got to have that one within 24 hours of getting in Adelaide.
Oh, I tell you, there's some hoops to jump through now. Now, I was invited to that, and I love JG, but I've got to
work.
Why'd
you say you weren't?
Well, I thought it was a different one I didn't know about, and I was feeling a bit left out. Hey, enough about me anyway, Matt. It's boring.
Yeah.
You are the guru. I said during the break, I might introduce him as the hatchet because he just goes chop, chop, chop.
That's rude.
It's all truth.
That's rude.
How'd they go last night? Who got it right and who got it wrong?
Well, I think I'm still working for Port Adelaide and the Crows. Except the only one difference is they're not paying me. I did a report for Collingwood 2 years ago from the 16s about this draft. Guess who I had at number six?
Tell us.
Sin.
Joshua Rochelle.
Oh, Rochelle.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe that? I had at six and the Crows took him at six?
Yeah.
And we just spoke to him. We just
Rochelle
spoke.
Or Rochelle?
Rochelle, definitely Rochelle. He's an absolute beauty.
Yes.
So here's what I wrote about him. This was 2 years ago. Joshua is the best number six you'll ever see in the draft because he could be number one as he's formed in the 16s. At Murray afterwards was outstanding. Plays a hybrid forward role well because he's outstanding early at 180 centimetres. Looks taller and his decision-making influence is ridiculously good. Kicks goals in all manner of different ways. Will go on ball and be great. Has genuine toughness. Wants to do well. Rarely has a downer. I like him plays a high half forward because you need him in the play all the time. But I was interested watching last night. He isn't great a millimetre.
Mm.
He's still 180.
180. So do you think he'll be a midfielder ultimately, though?
Oh, he'll do that both. You know, the role that, you know, high half forward, inside 50, come on ball.
I think Robbie Gray does at Port.
For 2 years.
So what, a Robbie Gray type at Port Adelaide?
Yeah, like Robbie Gray, that's what he should be. Yeah,
okay.
Hard to play on because good in the ground and great in the air. Really, really hard matchup. So I can't believe that I put him down at six in that draft 2 years ago when he got taken at six by the Crows. That's unbelievable.
That's why we introduced you as AFL guru. We want to ask you about the other one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still working for him. And here's the other one. He's the clincher. At number one in the draft I had 2 years ago, Josh Sin.
Wow.
Well,
listed as 186, played mainly as a high half-back this year, but none of the Dragons, Sandringham Dragons. Looked outstanding running off half-back, has a long-raking left-foot kick, genuine speed, endurance, and loves to run. Went into the midfield at Southport and showed his ability in conditions that did not seem to suit. It was really heavy and raining. He was nice and competitive. He was okay early in decision making. He's excellent.
So these are all your working notes that you've still got.
Yeah, there's a report I gave
Collingwood
2 years ago. So at end of 19. So I was the 16s, and I gave him the last year's draft as well, which was a bit more. That was a bit more substantial because. Obviously they didn't play in 20, but I saw him in 19 play 17-year-old.
So Matt, I
had a bit more information.
The big question is here, a lot of Port people are asking, and certainly Rooch has asked this question a little bit earlier. Did they sell the farm to get him? They paid a lot to get him.
Well, they jumped from 16 to
14 and 12, then to 12. They went 16 to 12.
They had 12, which ended up being 14, and then they pushed in. Again, so what did they give up to get from 16 to
So first of all, to get from Sydney 12. To 12, they gave up Peter Laddams and got a future second in return with it.
That's right. Okay, good deal, good deal.
Future second or third, Rich?
Future third, sorry.
Third, thank you.
Yeah, so then they pushed up two spots to get Sin.
By giving away a future second.
And obviously West Coast knew they weren't going to take Sin and were going to take Chesser. I think they were after Rasmus, and he went to Frio. So they gave up a future second for that. No, that's a good deal to get the player you want. I love this stuff where clubs, you know, this is a player we want.
Yep.
We're going to give up a future second, future third.
Yep.
It's got to be a really good player to give up a future first. I don't think anyone's given a future first on the run. I tell you what, you know, a club did it. Gold Coast Suns did it to get the kid on the wing from Perth, Sharp, who had a really good year, and they gave up their future. You remember they got pick 11 mid-season draft.
Yep.
I reckon they gave up pick 11 so to go to pick 27, which was, I think, first pick in the second round or something like that. So they're not giving up a first rounder, but this is a really good move by Port Adelaide to get Josh in. Now the kid's had a lot of injury. Obviously, didn't play last 2020, and barely played this year. Had a lot of injuries, but he's a beauty, and he's a player they need. So, better dash off that halfback. Really sets him up. Beautiful, long-raking kid. Don't know anything about him personality-wise, so I didn't interview any of these kids, obviously. As number one, I had Jason Horn at three, and Dacos at two.
Okay. I was going to say, what about some of the boulders from last night? The Central District lad, Lekalia, going at 15. Well, did that shock you?
No, I heard that there was a chance to go, you know, between 15 and 25. He had a really good year, apparently, playing at Central. I've never seen him play. Really good intercept marker. And clearly, they were interesting. That was GWS, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that GWS? Yeah. So they were interesting because they said, we're going to nominate Darcy because we need a tall, but we're not going to do Dacos because we got plenty of midfielders. Then they take Finn Callahan, who everyone wanted, who's a midfielder, and then they take Lekalea. So my suggestion is that when Collingwood did that deal with GWS last year for their first round pick, because they knew it was going to get gobbled up by Dacos, I might have said to GWS that we'll do this deal for you. You can't bid on Dacos. So they didn't bid on Dacos.
Is that legal?
Of course it is.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm saying that I bet you that's what happened.
Surprise.
That's why they didn't bid on him.
Nor interview
Collingwood
him.
Collingwood got a little freebie.
Yeah, nor interview him.
Because they weren't going to bid on
him. That's right, yeah.
So I reckon, certainly, if you're giving up your first round pick for the reason that they were giving him up, which is to get Dacos, they're giving it up because it's going to get gobbled up by Dacos. And you can actually get Dacos with later picks and still get something else. Well, yeah, so I would be saying to the club, we'll do this deal. You can have this pick. But you can't bid on Dacos next year. And I wouldn't surprise me if that happened.
We get a gap between the first round and the rest of the rounds. Matthew, who has slipped through and should be snapped up as quick as possible tonight?
Well, I'm not hugely familiar with the draft this year. I haven't seen enough of them play. I mean, I had someone like Cooper Murley at seven. I'm surprised he hasn't come on.
We interviewed him last week. He is an absolute ripper. Really intelligent young lad.
Yeah, well, what happened to him over the last 2 years? I can't believe he hasn't come on. But I had Joshua Goethe at 10, so he's been talked about a lot, but he got through, so I think he'll get picked up pretty quick.
You got the South Australian Daniel boys, Banks, Matty Roberts, Bradley. Matty Roberts and Arlo Draper, the two South
big
Aussies.
Big slider.
Why?
Surprised
why?
If he got down to 40. I don't know.
Ooh.
Everyone's dropped off him, and everyone's dropped off Draper as well. So he'll get. I think they'll get picked. I'm pretty sure Roberts will be later. Draper might be in the 20s. but everyone's dropped off. But the blokes who will get picked up early tonight, I would be surprised if not Goethe, Rhett Bazzo from Swan District in Perth, Samuel Banks. I had Ben Hobbs at about 22. I had Justin Davies, Danon Stingrays. He should go in the second round.
Matt Johnson.
Well, that's one. I didn't even have him in my top 40. I didn't know. He worried me a little bit, but I had him on my list outside that. But apparently Hawthorn were talking about getting him at their pick. So watch that straight up here. So Fremantle have got that first pick in tonight's draft. And they've gone local. And the other one they probably was going to go was Van Ruin, but he's already gone. So the other one left is Matt Johnson. So if they want that midfielder, they can take him. If not, I think Hawthorn might even make a play to get that pick 19 if they give something good. They might swap I think it's 24, 26, for maybe that 19 if they're super keen on Johnson, which I did hear during the week. So watch that for a deal getting done straight up there.
I got some easy ones here.
All the calls haven't got picked. What's that?
I got some easy ones here. We're live and interactive, Matty, and the text number is 0427154166. Some text coming through. Here's a question to you. Can I ask the big fella, what number would a young Matthew Rendell go in the draft?
Oh, I'd have to be close to one,
Well done, Matthew.
I love it. And you'll like this as well. Someone, Chopsy from Cheltenham, sent through a text. All it says is, Rendell to Dylan to Roberts, goal! But you left 3 years before I went to Torrens.
Exactly. Well, Roberts was there, definitely. And I think Luke Lindsay came in and played his first games that year, my first year too. He would have been...
Was that 78 or 79?
Younger, I reckon.
78, 79?
77.
77?
77 was my first year.
Deary me.
I've got to start with talking about, you know, when Johnny rang me up, I started to get all these memories back from not only just West Torrens, but a lot of other footy memories, you know, 73 grand final, the 70, you're going to help me, Rich, 78 grand final when Wayne Phillips dropped Tim Evans.
That's 77.
Was that 77? Yep. Okay.
78, so Sturt Norwood.
It was Glenelg and Port.
Yeah, that's 77.
What year was that?
77.
Yeah, I was looking straight at that behind the goals. Mm. That happened. It was disgusting.
Yes, it was.
Now, this is for your function you're going to speak at for the past West Torrens players.
Yeah, so I just had all these memories of all players and things I went to, games I went to, and highlights, and Robren and Ebert, and the likes watching them play. I think I'll open with all that sort of stuff, bring back a few memories and bag a few of the West Torrens blokes.
Yeah, fair enough. And I'm forward on Monday now.
Yeah, I was the best recruit you ever got from North Adelaide. Thanks for that, Matt, and paid very little for me. Matty, always good to chat. We look forward to tonight. I reckon
You were better than Tom McKenzie.
Did he come from?
North to Torrens.
Oh, he might have me covered. Yeah, you're going back, Roach. What's that? Turn of the
1903.
Century? Oh, fair dinkum. This is what I deal with every day, Matty. Hey, Matty, we love you. All the best with your COVID test. Say good day to all the past players.
Actually, in hindsight, Greg Phillips would have been number one.
Yes, good player, Greg Phillips.
In 77.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No, he was 76.
All right. I'm going to give you Roach's personal number. You can have a chat. We need to go to a break.
Okay.
Good on you, Matty.